Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of who you are or what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us from the great, 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 great heights of Tarpon Springs, Florida, and founderscode.com, the website, we have Denise Simon. And by the way, it's a little warm up there tonight, isn't it?
It's warmer everywhere.
Okay. Well, we'll take the warmer weather. Now, before we get started on talking about what we're going to talk about, I just want to mention basically and briefly, Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended for 2 weeks over her claim saying that the death of 6 million Jews wasn't about race. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did the complaints come in about that one.
Well, they did, and this is a woman who obviously changed her name, actually to a Jewish name.
That's right.
And she doesn't even know history, which is in itself quite remarkable. But having said that, because she gets suspended for not knowing history, or if she did know it, mm-hmm. and decided to repackage it,
mm-hmm.
I would say that's even worse, because then she is ignoring history and,
mm-hmm.
you know, offending, you know, people just everywhere with that one. So she gets suspended. Now, so she either did it purposely or did it out of stupidity. So either way, imagine if everybody got suspended for not knowing history or did something like that purposely. We'd have a whole lot of people not working.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they say that, you know, that she apologized on air yesterday. Not really. If you listen to her words pretty carefully, she didn't really apologize at all. She conflated you know, how she would have packaged an apology, but it really wasn't an apology. So,
mm-hmm.
but she's gone for 2 weeks, but she's still paid. So, what's the difference?
We got a little bit of Russian roulette going on here as Vladimir Putin has taken dead aim at the U.S. and NATO in his first comments on the escalating tensions in the Ukraine. And before I ask you about what's going on, I want to play 26 seconds of Greg Cluxton, our friend up there in Washington.
In the latest round of diplomacy, Secretary of State Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart in a 30-minute phone call on Tuesday. During the call, Blinken said now would be the time to pull back Russian troops from the border with Ukraine if Moscow is not intending to invade. A senior State Department official described the conversation as professional and fairly candid, and that there was no breakthrough or agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Then what do you think about that?
You know, Putin himself is kind of like a violent, abusive husband,
mm-hmm.
because he's truly upsetting the entire West, not just NATO, but everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a situation that's not new. He's allegedly doing these exercises because he thinks the West wants to have, especially the United States, wants to start a war, which is ridiculous. We have a president in the White House that is running away from any kind of a conflict. So it's really kind of I think what he's doing, and he very well could invade Ukraine, but understand something here. I might get this number wrong, but I think Russia provides about 30% of Europe's energy, natural mm-hmm. gas and oil,
mm-hmm.
If not more. So he knows he has those levers. That's abuse. I mean, you know, to put oil in a pipeline and whatnot in play here. It'd be fascinating to be in these conversations that Tony Blinken and Boris Johnson and UN people and all of those are having with Sergei Lavrov and whatever other representatives and even Putin himself. It'd be fascinating to hear what they're really saying to this guy. But, you know, understand that he's been putting out these threats for a long time. He's been buzzing aircraft, not only U.S. aircraft, in very close to U.S. airspace in and around Alaska. He's done it in Northern Europe, way up there. And then he poisoned a whole bunch of people and killed them.
Okay, hold that thought. Be right back with more. And we will get into more about this as well as some other things around the world and around the country. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back.
Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle. Thank you very much. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And don't forget, GEICO has been around for 85 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, or you can find out where your local agent is and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, the cheapest way to reduce your cost of insurance is to bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo's insurance. When you do that, then you'll save even more money. So it's GEICO, GEICO.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have Mel from Saratoga Springs on the phone line here. Good morning, Mel. What's going on?
Yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I just like Denise's opinion on what seems to be wag the dog. Would you not or consider that this could be a situation of wag the dog with this criminal regime, Biden's failure, his corruption, the economy, all of what his lawlessness, all of what's going on around us, for him to have an excuse and deflect what we see, what they've caused, that affects all of us here in America by having this phony want to go to war, send our kids, but don't send any, don't send crackhead son of his or any of his other grandkids over to war, lose their lives, and give up our treasure as far as human men and women in the service. Would you not agree that this is, I mean, we didn't have this problem when Trump was in office, but all of a sudden, now this guy's going to, you know, drag us into a war. We got no business in. I mean, okay. I'll take your opinion off the air. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, unfortunately, Hunter Biden was in the military. He did receive a commission. I believe he was in the Navy. And he also got discharged.
Got thrown out.
Yeah, he got thrown out because of drugs and being drunk. And his brother, Bo, was very
honorable.
Yeah, he was honorable. He conducted, he came down with cancer, I guess, as a result of what happened to him when he served in combat. And he, of course, died.
And he wasn't in combat.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lawyer in the military. Okay, look, I think what's really happening, kind of addressing what Mel's comments regarding, is that the West has been showing weakness going back several years, I think really back into the Obama administration when we ended hostilities, military hostilities in Afghanistan, okay? Remember that, and certainly that way in Iraq too, that we don't want to be in a fighting war. We want to go over and train and have the Iraqis and the Afghanis fight on their own. Well, there's some good sense in that. But when they're not doing it and they're not getting there, then we need to deal with it and finish the war. We haven't finished a war in I don't know how long, maybe since, well, we finished the one in the first Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we haven't, at least. So what I think Russia is exposing, and it's really a tactic, is how serious is the West? How serious is NATO? So what he's trying to do is he's trying to embarrass the West, and he's doing a good job, to be honest with you, because we're sending, all these countries are sending a whole lot of military hardware to Ukraine and to countries in Eastern Europe,
mm-hmm.
but there are no rules of engagement. There is no threat to say to Putin, dude, this is how this is going to go. I mean, we should have put the sanctions on Russia months and months ago. Let's not forget, Russia shot down a civilian airliner. Anybody over Ukraine? Anybody remember that one?
Yep, I do.
How many people has he poisoned and killed? He still has Navalny, I think, in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is a guy that nobody in the West has wanted to deal with, least of which is the International Criminal Court.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to forget that what Putin did in Syria. So this is really a time that Biden's not making any of these decisions. He's just giving updates. So you've got these placeholders within his administration that are trying to manage all this, and then they just run over there and kind of give the White House an update, because there's no strategy. There's no policy coming out of this White House. He doesn't know his rear end from page five when it comes to how to deal with foreign policy. If he did, the first thing he should do is say, you know what, we're going to take care of Eastern Europe. We're going to take care of Germany, and we'll make sure they have their natural gas, because the United States got more natural gas than anywhere. And so he just needs to open that pipeline. But he didn't do that. They all went over to Qatar and said, hey, Qatar, will you take care of Germany in case this whole thing goes south? What kind of,
you know, what good is that to the United States? And what really good is that to build a relationship with Germany? Not that I particularly want one anymore, but, you know, if in fact there is an invasion, or there's not an invasion, but Putin does something else, like a cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened with our colonial pipeline? It was hit by a cyber attack, okay?
Yeah.
So what happened? I mean, oil is at $88 a barrel today. What happens when it goes to $125 a barrel? What happens when gasoline goes to $8 a gallon at the pump?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Yeah.
So that's why there's no strategic thinking coming out of this Biden White House. But I will tell you that Putin is getting some pressure from inside his own country, because they've got what they call Russian intellectuals, human prominent rights activists, and so forth, and they're putting pressure on Putin to turn back all these troops from Belarus and from the borders to stop it. You know, but I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Well, the State Department is now coming out and saying that Iran is on pace to have a nuclear bomb materials.
They have enough fuel. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Enough fuel.
Yep. So on top of everything else, now you got this.
Well, and then you've got China.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the strategic thinking by the policy people in this White House? There isn't any, because they don't have any policy people.
Mm-hmm.
What they have is entitlement people in this White House. So anyway, can't go fast enough.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Now, and of course, you know, Russia weighing an invasion, seeking to help to keep Ukraine from becoming a NATO member. That's the big deal. They want guarantees that the Ukraine will never be part of NATO.
To dictate what all these other countries do and what the NATO membership does. So, you know, he's being a bully, and he's always been a bully. But what do? We buckle down. Now, remember the chemical weapons?
I do.
Syria, and that Obama said that we'll cross his red line, they're going to deal with it. Well, we didn't deal with it. What did we do? We handed it over to Russia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do? Nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Double wow. Well, you know, here comes the music. But real quick, I don't see the UN doing anything either, do you?
No, but have you looked at our UN ambassador?
Yeah, I have. I have. She's lost. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. We're coming right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
The IRS will incorporate third-party facial recognition software this summer.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And I'll tell you where I'm going to be tonight, because I'll be with a whole bunch of the folks from the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying job, very much in-demand job. And by the way, the great thing about this is you can work anywhere in the world once you get certified and get your credentials. Now, I've told you for years, ever since National Aviation Academy sponsored the Veterans, Military and Veterans Report here, that all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of those two campuses. Now, in doing that, you get an opportunity to find out and talk to some students, some instructors, and also the money people that can help you with your GI benefits to get them transferred over so you can use them. Or if you don't have all your benefits, they'll tell you how much you got. They'll also help you with your student loan application. But that's what they do, and they have a department that handles that, so you don't need to worry about that. Now, all that being said, you can also find out more about them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And ask to take the tour over there. 800-659-2080 is the number. 800-659-2080 is the number. Now, you just heard me talking with Denise about Russia and our Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, trying once again to use diplomacy to calm things down with whatever may or may not happen in the Ukraine. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in a bid to defuse the tensions over the Ukrainian crisis, just hours after the U.S. and Russian diplomats squared off at the United Nations in one of the most confrontational international meetings in years. So far, it's Russia 1, U.S. 0, because nothing's happened to change the mind of Russia yet. Now, the phone call, it's the latest diplomatic activity aimed at averting a renewed invasion of Ukraine by more than 100,000 heavily armed troops that Moscow has massed on the country's border. Now, leaders from Britain, France, the Netherlands, Poland, Turkey, and Canada are all in the Ukraine or planning to visit in the coming days to talk to the government there. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. This is not a done deal at all. Because while this is going on, you've got China, and you've got Iran. You heard me just talk about the Iranian situation with the report that they have enough nuclear bomb material that within a few weeks they'll be able to start making bombs. So this is a very volatile situation. Now, the Ukrainians right now are learning guerrilla tactics in case Russia invades. I'm not surprised to hear that, and neither are you, probably. In addition, we have the situation in Hawaii with the drinking water, and the Department of Defense is appealing the order to drain more than 100 million gallons of fuel from the Honolulu tank directly above the drinking water. Now, that tank has been leaking. Why wouldn't you want to drain it out of there and either remove that reservoir or fix it? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Because it's been getting into the drinking water. And also, by the way, the Israeli Prime Minister has ordered a speed up in the rollout of the lasers for Israeli missile defense. And remember, I told you about these lasers. They're putting them on our strikers. We've got many of them on our ships right now. And basically, all you got to do with that laser is point it in the general direction. You know, they talk about the hypersonic missiles. Well, how are we going to take them out? Very simple. Point the laser in the direction the hypersonic missile is coming from, and you'll blow it out of the sky. That's how you do it. And by the way, our Navy F-14 fighter jets right now have become a real pain in the butt when it comes to air-to-air fighting and combat. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Tom Cruise surprised the NFL fans with a reminder about the Top Gun movie and Maverick. You might have seen it, the game on Sunday. He had a commercial in there. It was really kind of interesting. I didn't expect to see it, and then, boom, there he was. Voila, as they like to say. Okay. Now, let's not forget also that these lockdowns that have been around. Wait till you hear this. The lockdowns have only reduced the COVID mortality by 0.2%. This is coming from Johns Hopkins University. And they really know what they're doing. So for them to say something like that, that's intense. Which again leads you to wonder, why are we doing this? I certainly have no idea. And I'm sure most of you don't either. Politics is a funny thing, because you never know what's going to happen. By the way, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin sent a directive to the state's governors around the country and said the National Guard troops must get the COVID-19 vaccine, even after a few of these governors have said their troops don't have to get it because they are the commander-in-chiefs of their state militias. We're going to see where that's going to go, because I'm sure that's going to be checked out. By the way, the U.S. military, it's been reported, fired missiles during the Yemen Houthi attack on the United Arab Emirates, and apparently shot down some of those missiles coming down or coming in to the UAE. So there you go. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has been had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body added to it, plus it's got the double wishbone suspension, comes now with a 345 horsepower engine, plus it's got some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and the heated seats, which you've needed to have this week for a couple of days anyway. And boy, I'm telling you, that feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. And don't forget, their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So Moss Acura comes with Moss Care and free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save package for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan dealership, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. The Watchdog on Wall Street is with us here. Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's warmer today than it has been all week. And tomorrow's going to be about 80. And it looks like as if we could have 88 or so in the next day. So we'll see.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
All set. All right. All right. I want to talk about something here. We've had all these lockdowns, right?
To say the least.
And they're supposed to be helping, right?
Oh, that's what we were told.
John Hopkins University says the lockdowns have only reduced the COVID mortality rate by 0.2%. Doesn't sound like it's worth it to me.
No, it wasn't worth it from the beginning. And, you know, I'm getting a little tired of see, I told you so moments here. You know, we talked about this back, you know, there's over 18 months, 19 months, 20 months. It just keeps dragging on and on and on and on and on. And anybody with half a brain could understand that what they were doing was just stupid. And I'm sorry, all these people, they turned this into a damn religion. You know, when the first time I thought that the whole thing was moronic was when all of a sudden they said, oh, we're going to shut down all these businesses and stores, but everybody can go to Walmart or Target. So I'm saying, wait a second, from an epidemiological point of view, you're going to send everybody to the same exact spot and close everything else down? I mean, we do one stupid thing after another because we've got a nation of sheep. You know, I sound a little bit rude here. I remember Limbaugh on his program used to always talk about the brilliance of the American people and trusting the American voters. No, no, no. Never underestimate the amount of idiots that are around you at one point in time. Americans are basically taught, they do this all the way back in public schools, just to follow along, to follow rules, respect authority. I'm sorry, what we need is critical thinkers out there, people that can actually think for themselves, do a little bit of homework. We walk around with the power of gods in our pocket, with all of the knowledge and the ability to look things up and research things on your own, and you could have just done a little bit of homework. You don't even need a doctorate in this stuff. A little bit of homework, and you could have seen how all these measures are stupid. And now we still, you know, I just got another rule, and I just got angry here. Oh, mask mandate is going to be continued here in New York through March. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is stupid.
Yeah, and in the meantime, there's other places where the masks are going away and the mandates are going away, too. But, you know, not New York. Now, we've had a very violent year and a very damning year, if you will, for police officers. As of last night, the 31st police officer was shot in the line of duty, a rookie cop up there in New York. Now, this is up 67% from last year. Somewhere along the line, it's got to stop.
Yeah, you know, you go back and you watch, you know, there's great programs, you know, great drama, politics, like the shows The Wire and whatnot, and back in the day, you could go to a movie like The Godfather, you know, the fact when they shot the police captain that was corrupt, and that was like a really big deal, you're not doing anything like that. Well, you know, in society nowadays, you know, we've made it acceptable. Hey, it's okay to hurt cops somehow that they're bad. I mean, you had a New York City school teacher, you know, put out a tweet saying, hey, you know, when all the cops were there at the funeral, it's a good time to go around it and mow them down with an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a very, very, you know, strange period of time. We really do. Things have changed dramatically and not for the better.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's a shame. And people just need to wake up, and we need to start watching each other's backs, especially when it comes time for the police. And I hate to see it that going on right now because I'm an avid police supporter. Now,
concealed carry for the entire country. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you know, people, you know, are going to have to start. You know, are going to have to start looking out for themselves. Yep. We need signs outside of stores saying "looters will be shot,"
mm-hmm.
And it's the only way. You're going to have to take responsibility for this stuff on your own.
That's what stopped it down here in Florida years ago, and the governor at the time was Jeb Bush.
Yep. But he concealed carry nationally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and that may be coming soon. We'll see. By the way, a late buying drive has pushed stocks higher on Wall Street. That's a good thing, I guess.
Late in the afternoon, some more money coming in. Some of the numbers are just very, very good for certain companies. Google's numbers were extraordinary. Right down the line, earnings have been very, very good. So that's going to continue to push stocks. In the end, it's always about whether or not you can make money. And that's just something, unfortunately, most people can't really seem to get a grasp on.
Now, there's a fire poll that was conducted. Majority of the people say that there's a growing cancer culture that's a threat, a bigger threat to freedom and to America than what they thought to begin with. I'm starting to see it a little bit more. How about you?
You're talking about cancel culture?
Yeah.
Well, again, cancel culture is it's basically the antithesis of what this country is, you know, all about. I mean, you're supposed to be able to speak your mind, and you're supposed to have free and open debate. And if you don't like somebody or you don't like something that they said, they shouldn't be canceled for it. Not to mention the fact that, you know, some ideas that you may have had or something that you may have said, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, you may have changed. It's where you end up. It's not where you begin. And the idea that, you know, people can't change their mind or you can't forgive them or whatnot, to me, as, you know, as a Christian, I think it's just, you know, it's patently absurd. I think that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a people that have empathy and forgiveness.
Now, Joe Manchin yesterday cast the fear of God out there to a bunch of people, and he put out there the statement, the following statement, and here it is. He says, the Build Back Better bill is dead.
I thank God. I mean, I wish they would. But again, they keep saying it's dead, but if for whatever reason, they keep trying to bring it up. The mainstream media keeps talking about this. I remember CNN yesterday is, oh, my God, the economy's not going to do well because Manchin said no to Build Back Better. We are $30 trillion in debt right now.
Here we are.
You know, where the hell are we going to get the money for all this crap? And we don't need free pre-K, okay? If you want to, you know, send your kids to pre-K, pay for it your damn self. Not to mention the fact, you know what, how about raising your kids and stop, you know, having a kid and then dropping them off at some daycare center or some pre-K thing? I mean, this is patently absurd. We can't afford to do this. We're going to be talking, you're going to go probably about 10, 15 years down the road, we're going to be talking about $5 trillion in interest costs a year. A year. You know, and you know what? Well, everybody out there, dude, that wants all this free stuff, you're doing this. You're making your kids and your grandkids pay for it. And to me, that's a shame. It really is.
By the way, the biggest guaranteed basic income program in the country is in Los Angeles. And yesterday, we heard they're going to continue it with about 3,000 different individuals on the guaranteed basic income program.
Yeah, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, this program, it's not state money. I think it's private dollars, I think, that they're putting into this. So, yeah, you know, people want to throw their money away. You know, who am I to say you can't throw your money away? You want to go ahead and do it? I could care less. You know, do what you want. Not my money. But, you know, it was interesting in California is they basically rejected, thank God, they rejected their universal health care thing that got voted down.
You are right. Okay, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, all the great things he has to offer. Coming up on the other side of the hour, news, we'll have retired Lieutenant.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.